10 laps around Lake Piru, I was thinking about the next trick I'd do when it comes to water skiing. I'm a champ. Well, I was doing tricks with one eye closed, one hand holding my precious nose. The water was spraying, but I wasn't even damned. Well, I thought I saw some kind of fin, so I blinked my eyes, but I saw it again. And before I could holler, shark, keep in my toes. Well, I reached and grabbed that shark by the tail. Now my face was getting mighty pale, but I knew in my heart that I wasn't about to let go. Well, we dragged that shark right across the lake, and believe you me, I was wide awake, cause this wasn't exactly the trick I'd planned to do. Then some smart aleck in a hot rod boat came by close just to get my goat, and I'll be damned if he didn't cut that shark in two. Well, I was holding the tail with all my might, but the load on the boat got kinda light, so I turned around just to see what I might find. Well, I called him the cat and more throttle, please, cause that shark was getting close to my skis, and I think I know just what he had in mind. Well, the boat took off with a sudden burst, and I don't know how, but I got there first. I was sitting on the dock, sitting on an ice cold beer. Well, my legs were fine, and my tummy was fine, and my arms were fine, and my nose was fine. Wait a minute, where's my left ear? Well, I hollered out to Captain Jack, Captain, can you take me back? Cause that goddamn shark, he got a piece of my bod. Well, the captain kind of snickered, but he started the boat. Just when we were getting ready to go, I reached out and grabbed some old man's fishing rod. Well, the shark saw me coming and he opened his mouth, but I took one swing and I punched him out, and I shoved that fishing rod between that sucker's teeth. Well, I climbed inside and it was kind of dark, and in case you've never been inside of a shark, it's kind of hard to decide where to put your feet. Well, I threw out some innate pieces of junk. It's a wonder that that shark hadn't sunk. I guess it was all them empty bottles that had it sink. Well, I was calling my name, and I finally heard through my own little ear underneath a dead bird. I picked it up, moved on, and I was on my way. But my friends, I'm telling the truth to you. That's just what happened on Lake Piru, and I ain't a man to stretch the truth. Well, maybe just a little bit.